Այս հայ բանաստեղծության համացանցն է, This is the Armenian Poetry Project.
What was her first name? Her name? I don't know her first name. We just called her by her last name. خانوم پاتماقاریان؟ پاتماگریان. پاتماگریان. Not پاتماقاریان. Well, no. When we didn't know her, we would call her Bad Maqaryan. Bad. Like Bad, the wind. Why Bad? Why Bad Maqaryan? It's Pa, it's Pa. Yes, I got it, but how did it happen that that's what they told us? They told us her name was Bad Maqaryan. Who told you? I even told her one day, I'm sorry, I think we don't really know your name because we say it this way. We kind of say it this way. You said what? I said we say خانوم بادماقاریان. She said, نه, من پاتماگریان هستم. هستم, like that. Yeah, I'm پاتماگریان. Draft one, take one. The attempt at the reconstitution of a portrait of خانوم P is rooted in a sincere and obsessive desire to know and understand the piano teacher practicing in the city of Tehran in the years 1974 through 1979. It is an attempt at the piecing together of perceptions and images, of desires and memories, of sounds, fragments, impressions, sensations, at the grasping of the fullness of a personhood, or draft one, take two. The attempt at the construction of a portrait of Miss P is founded upon pillars of solitary contemplation and of silent peering, of sudden rushes and flows of images called perhaps mistakenly, memories. Founded upon deliberate design of methods for the acquisition of information and knowledge, of course, conversations, enactments, dialogues, polylogues, research, all contribute to the redrawing of the contours of her life. خانم پاتماقاریان always looked at you and said, این چشای آهو رو کی داده به تو؟ This is all she ever said? Not all, but that's all I remember. Why did she want me to learn piano, learn an instrument? We thought it was a nice instrument, something to play. We thought when you get older, when you're bored, you could do something. This was our goal, learn something. سرگرمی داشته باشی, not get bored, learn something. So we picked this. How old was I? In school, what, 6, 7? How many years did I go? 2, 3 years? Funny thing is, she didn't teach you songs. She didn't re-teach you Tavallodet Mubarak. She would really teach you the foundations, the science of playing piano. We didn't really understand then, you know. We would say, she's not teaching him anything. So you wanted her to teach me songs, and she only taught... I told her once, I said, he doesn't know how to play any songs. She said, wait for a while. He needs to first learn the basics, the notes. You thought if somebody's going to teach her, they're just going to teach the songs? Yeah, they're telling them to go learn Tavalludet Mubarak. And you played, and we were all saying, happy birthday to you. You didn't know that she needed to teach the foundations? Yeah, we did. But we also wanted you to learn songs. I mean, how long do the foundations take? And what would she say when you told her that? She'd say, yeah, I could teach him that, but that doesn't mean anything. حالا تولدت مبارک بزنه, she'd say, so what? Has she passed away? Is she her sister? Miss P was a refugee. She was holding down the fort. She was great at acting. She was her cousin. But Maqaryan was not really a musician. She only taught for a while to eke out a living while she waited for her father, who'd been imprisoned. She'd never shown much talent. She never studied. I continuously fashion new tales around her.
Actually, I don't.
I begin the process of creating stories, yet dutifully stop. Interviews and conversations, then tales halted. The instinct to fictionalize is stopped through some dubious, self-imposed ethical imperative. The banal articulation of the attempt at drawing an accurate portrait, perhaps not of her, but of the memory of her personhood in relation to myself, is felt more urgently than any extravagant tale-weaving of the highest merit, even. I was born in Tehran. My mother was made an orphan in 1915. She was saved by Arab nomads and a pasha who took a great liking to this wondrous and red-haired child. She was only 4, and she lived with the nomads in a tent. They would dress her up, put her hair in golden tresses, and they tattooed her face, an Armenian girl adopted by the pasha. She doesn't even know her name at this point. All she knows is a sign of the cross. An Armenian couple appeared and knew that this must be an Armenian child. They took her to Aleppo. One day, after years of her living with this couple, a woman appears and recognizes her because of her red hair. She tells her her name. "Your mother was my best friend," she says. "You were born in Tokat." This is where she finds out about her real identity. She marries my father, and they move to Iran. When she wanted to get married, they had to remove her tattoos, the tattoos that had been given to her by the Arabs, the tattoos that had made her part of the tribe. She takes the name of my father, Patmagrian. I was born in Tehran, a child of the city, a child of the genocide, like you, O child of the revolution.
Ինքն էլ որ որպես հետապնելու հետ աբրեցավ, հայ զուքի միջոցավ, հալեպ հասավ, ինքն էլ որ թոքած զնած էր, որ այդա Փոլաջանին մայրն էր և լոլա Քունդակչյանին մեծ մայրը, ես Էժենի Քաշկարյանին դուստը չեմ, զնած եմ Տեհրան, մայրս զնած էր Նոր Չուղա և մեր Քերտաստանը շահապազի ժամանակ Իրան հաստատված էր, հայրս Թուրքիայեն հազի ողջ հասավ Պարսկաստան ազատագրության շարժումի անդամ, եկավ Տեհրան ու մորս հանդիպեցավ. Ցայնը, հազարավոր ցայներու մեջ գործված, ողջ ցայնը, որ գուզե պատմությունդ կրկնել, գործված եւ մորցված ժողովրդի մը ցայնը, ես, նույնիսկ ես, ուրիշ մնեմ, որ միայն կփորձեմ իր ցայնով վերականգնել խանամ պատմյականի ցայնը, ես.
She says she doesn't remember a thing, not a photo on the mantle of a child, a mother, family, nothing. Nothing about the apartment, too, the color of the walls, the furniture. Okay, the color of the walls, yes, beige, beige. Why beige? Because all the Iranians had beige as the color of their walls. The rug? I'm sure there was a rug on the floor, a Persian rug. That's all we ever had. Good student, you think? No, not really an artist, not necessarily a good student. You think she wanted to have kids? Yes, yes, because, you know, at the time, there wasn't really anyone who didn't want to have kids. Really? I'm serious. It wasn't like now. Bohorobaba kids are too much, they cost so many thousands a year or whatever. No. People had kids and they loved kids. And people who didn't have kids, they'd be very sad. Other people would feel very, very bad for them. You think she was born in Tehran? Yeah, I do. In the movies, the adult version of a young child hovers above the scene. Follows the action, unseen, silent gaze. The piano teacher instructs the child to replay a portion of the score. Instruction on the placement of his hands. The flow, instructions on. The adult hovering smiles at the nervousness of his young self, knowing his lack of enthusiasm, how he carried on, though, how he forged forth, unwilling to disappoint. Hala inyeki. The instructions again. Did you practice it? The question. The young version anxiously answers that he has. The adult overlooking the scene at the doorway cannot hold back anymore and takes a step forward and intervenes, aloud but softly. He says, he practiced it only once, twice maybe. He doesn't like to play piano. He likes you, though, and he doesn't want to disappoint you. I think he doesn't want you to think that his not liking the piano is in any way a reflection on you. In the movies, the thin and classy Khanum Patmagrian turns around and smiles at the man speaking softly to her with the young boy seated next to her on the piano chair. She says, "Who are you?" The attempt at the reconstitution of an image of K-Pat is nothing more than a despaired attempt at creating a portrait of the self. A fragmented portrait, the eternally fragmented, unfolding portrait of the self. On a rainy eve on the sidewalk of a city of fog and lights, with salsa and merengue playing next door, I heard one night, or should I say one morn, a funky sound coming from the near. I entered at 3 a.m. a lonely bar in the underground, literally, of a walk-up along a cobblestone street. "I am drunk, I am drunk," I wanted to sing, but nary a word came from my lips. I only sat among the few patrons in the darkness and solitude again. There, a piano player, frail and thin, his eyes unmoving, his hands gliding, lost in his world. The piano player with a big beard. "Ahoy, ahoy," I wanted to sing, I too in a daze of drunkenness. Sitting alone with the other patrons of the night, I peered at the piano player in all his might. And although no words came to me, her face, the face of the piano teacher of the city of birth and wounds, and a name, Patmagarian, and its echoes, conversations imagined, scenes enlivened, cities and streets, Khanum Epi, Miss Patmagarian, K-Pat, variations of her name, and why the hell do these names always end in Ion anyway? I've wondered and still have no answer. The room, the rug, there, the piano, whether she had kids or not, how big the apartment is, where she was born, to none I had an answer. Not even with all the voices. Oh yes, I've concocted a merry song with reveries and imagined tales, and still a feeble attempt at the reconstruction of a portrait of Miss P it had turned. I knew after endless memories and queries in the cities of sand and dust, there was only one thing I really knew, that her name was not Patmagarian. It was Patmagrian, Khanume Patmagrian, the piano teacher in Tehran. The attempt at the reconstruction of the portrait was for naught. "I am drunk, I am drunk," I ache to sing with this portrait. I am drunk. The attempt at the portrait was done and full. In fact, it was the portrait. And as the piano player carried on, I alone with all the voices of the life of Miss Patmagrian, with a smile, stood from the table, drunk on wine and visions to come. With the name of the one piano teacher on my mind, Khanume Patmagrian, and on my lips, into the rain, I went and out. Thank you. I wanted to thank Gartal and the Armenian Poetry Project. Just a note on this text, I met Lola about a couple of years ago, and I secretly told her that I had this teacher, Khanum Patmagrian, and that I'd always thought of writing a thing for her. And as is often the case, I really try to create something for the occasion, for the site, the logistics, the world. And so this really was a reconstruction of the portrait of this woman, and I'm thankful to that you've included me. I think I'm the only non-Armenian present tonight, but I really appreciate that, and I'm loving hearing everybody, so thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Armenian Poetry Project, curated and produced by Lola Kundakchan in New York. Send us your thoughts via email, armenianpoetryproject@gmail.com.